Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni juggles the ball. That's an error on Balboni. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Sheridan reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. Sheridan moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Motley reaches second base with a double. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Motley moves to third. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Pryor moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Butler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Franco reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Pryor reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter throws the ball into Jacoby, who relays the ball to Bernazard, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pryor scores. It's Indians, 4, Royals, 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Carter moves to second. Brett Saberhagen now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing right field. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Motley takes first base on ball 4. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Balboni for the out. Motley moves to second. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Slott for the out. Motley moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Motley scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Onyx Concepcion pinch runs for Jorge Horta. Dane Org pinch hits for UL Washington. Dane Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 7. The Indians will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion now playing shortstop. Buddy Biancalana now playing second base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.